Get ready for Foxtel's epic lineup of sport and entertainment the whole family can enjoy, all in one place.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together.
Get the world's best drama, blockbuster movies, AFL, NRL and F1 live in 4K Ultra HD, plus Netflix.
Looks like paradise, eh?
Discover a winning deal with Foxtel on sale now. Search Foxtel or call 131787. New customers only. Offer ends April 20.
Sam Telfer is the member for Flinders representing the Eyre Peninsula, the West Coast, some other areas as well. But Sam, we're focused right down on the bottom of the Eyre Peninsula and Port Lincoln and the decision by the state government to place the desalination plant, if it has its way, at Billy Light's Point. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, that's right. That's the information that's just come from the Environment Minister, Susan Close. And honestly, it's disappointing that the perspectives of the locals as far as a location has been ignored. We know, and you and I have been talking a lot about the process which has been followed, and the previous Water Minister, David Spears, in recognition that Billy Light's Point really wasn't supported by aquaculture, fishing, local community, put together a site selection committee which comprised of industry and community leaders and local government to put forward a preferred location for an alternative spot for this desal plant. And I know that the site selection committee went through a thorough process. It was a thoughtful process. It looked at the economic, the environment. It looked at the constructability. It looked at cost, and it took all of that into account and came back with a recommendation of Sleaford West. And that recommendation has been ignored, and that's the bit which I'm frustrated about. I'm disappointed for the community because, in the end, there's too many concerns for mine in the local community about the location of Billy Light's Point.
And we have kept following this not just for people down at the lower end of the Eyre Peninsula, but of course for the water security of the outback, really. As Minister Susan Close has pointed out in our interview with her yesterday, the interconnection here possibly with a future desalination at Whyalla, it all relates in the mix all the way up to the River Murray. But she had thrown around in recent interviews about this the possibility of pursuing federal funding. There's no mention of this, even though they've found themselves $150 million short for Sleaford West.
And this is a bit, like I said, we've been talking about this for a while. I've been bringing it up with the Minister. I've been asking questions in Parliament. But yesterday in Parliament, I asked, has she approached herself, the federal government, to see if there's some sort of way that they can partner together to get a desal plant, which is looking at the future for the Eyre Peninsula and not putting at risk the existing industry. But apparently she hasn't. Apparently she left it up to some officer within the Department of Environment to make a gentle inquiry. But the frustrating part for me is that there is a long-term need on the Eyre Peninsula for a desalination plant, and there's no one that you'd find on the Eyre Peninsula that knows the arrangements with the water that would disagree with that. But we need to make sure that we're not putting undue risk on the existing industry. And Port Lincoln itself, it's known as the seafood capital of the state. And within the bay area, which Billy Light's Point is, we've got tuna farms, we've got kingfish farms, we've got mussels. There's all sorts of industry which relies on there being a proper balance within the bay area there. And that's why, the community, the industry, they all preferred the high energy location at Sleaford West.
Is there going to be some sort of inquiry in the Parliament that the opposition might move for in relation to this? The Minister telling us yesterday the SA Research and Development Institute believes that, well, they've given it the green tick of approval that it won't have a negative impact on those fishery industries nor indeed the local environment. Does that need more thorough investigation?
Well, I've got to dig down into this advice a little bit because, in the press release it was a bit ambiguous. It said during construction there won't be an issue and it won't have an impact on the marine environment. Well, we don't really know if they've taken into account the fine balance which is already in place in the Boston Bay, Proper Bay area there in Port Lincoln, because there's a lot of monitoring that happens with aquaculture farms and the seafood industry. We can't afford to put at risk a over $200 million seafood industry that's based out of Port Lincoln. That just can't happen. But also, on the other hand, we can't have a risk of us running out of water by the end of 2025, which is what the commentary is as well.
Now, speaking of... Oh, sorry, go on.
can I just double back on a bit you brought up as well, Ricky, that there was a mention by the Water Minister about this isn't going to go ahead officially until we know the business case for the Northern Water Scheme. And that frustrates me even more because that just tries to confound the local community, really. And it's just a layer of dithering which I'm frustrated at, because anyone who knows anything about the way that water is done on the Eyre Peninsula would know that that is a totally separate project. It's hundreds of kilometres away. It hasn't got an existing connection with a pipeline that would cost incredible amounts of money. And in the end, is going to have its own challenging timelines and process that it has to go through. And the water on the Eyre Peninsula needs to have a solution by the end of 2025. So to put that in is a frustrating distraction for me, because that's never going to be a solution for especially the lower parts of the Eyre Peninsula.
And your federal colleague, Rowan Ramsey, I spoke with earlier this morning, just seeking his thoughts on this. He mentioned that SA Water made, in his view, I haven't checked this, about $200 million in profit last year. The minister saying, well, $150 million extra is something, a bridge too far, I guess you could say, in paraphrase, for what you'd be asking all SA Water customers to pay. Where does the opposition's position on this? Should SA Water have been willing to pay the extra to put it at Sleaford West?
Oh, and once again, we haven't got all that information. And I see that the minister is very careful with her words. At up to $150 million, it says. Well, you know, what's that up to? Is she using that number to try and justify a decision that she's trying to make purely on capital costs rather than the cost of the ongoing risk? You know, up to $150 million could mean it's a much lesser number than that. So there's too much confusion during this process. And like I said, I'm just frustrated that the local perspective hasn't been listened to, one which has put a lot of thought and time into a thorough process.
Sam Telfer, Member for Flinders, great to catch up with you on this important decision for water security in the western part of the state. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.